The so-called bilateral security agreement between Kabul and Washington does not seem to be an easy undertaking. Many local Afghans and some neighboring countries have voiced their opposition to the deal.
As the discussions on the BSA are expanding day by day, former Pakistani ambassador to Kabul, Rustam Shah Mohammed, has also warned on the signing of the BSA.
Rustam Shah Mohammed has said if the Afghan government approves the BSA, the war in Afghanistan will continue and the relations between Kabul, Islamabad and the Taliban would not go anywhere. The stance of Pakistan on the BSA approves the remarks of President Karzai during the opening of Lower Jirga in Kabul regarding to the role of Islamabad in Afghanistan's security.
During my 12 years of work, I've certainly come to know that peace in Afghanistan is in the hands of the US and Pakistan.
Let's not forget that what Mr. Karzai believes regarding to the role of Pakistan and the US in Afghanistan's stability and peace is widely supported by the Afghan people as well.
The expression of the war on terror in Afghanistan is made by the US and its allies, including Pakistan. Mr. Karzai is right. If the US and Pakistan stop supporting the militants, then there would be peace, not only in Afghanistan, but in all the region.
The Afghan president had previously said that except Iran, the rest of Afghanistan's neighbors and regional countries are not against the signing of the BSA. But the latest remarks of Pakistan's former ambassador to Kabul show otherwise. Amin Alimi, Press TV, Kabul.